Nations and the CDC. Just so you understand, when I explain something and go through something, it's because I've done my homework, all right? So the increase of mortality in the United States in 2014 was 1.29%. A jump from 2013 of 0.09%. Then it went to 1.27 in 15. 1.27 in 16, 1.24 in 17, 1.22 in 18, 1.12 in 19, and 1.12 in 20. We are down significantly in the number of the percentage of death in the population from 6 years ago until 2020. The excess death rate in all the places that I look. And what you find is that it's just not there. I mean, how do you go to zero flu deaths? Zero. You have hundreds of thousands of people that get, millions of people that get sick with the flu every year, thousands that die, except not in 2020. Nobody died from the flu in 2020. It's a damn miracle. COVID-19 cured the flu. It's a damn miracle. Traffic crash deaths declined. You know, it didn't decline. Suicide did not, especially among young people. Locking people in homes and so forth. Don't come here and spew just stuff that doesn't make sense. The fact of the matter is, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, the UK, every one of these countries has had the same impact from this virus as we have had, and yet they'll say, well, our death rates were much lower. No, they weren't. The population of France wasn't any less or more impacted than the United States. The population of Spain was no more less or more impacted than the United States. The same is true of the UK and Italy and all over Europe. What you might notice, however, if you look at a world map, is the death rates in places like Africa are significantly lower. Places that use hydroxychloroquine as a matter of normal course of business in medical care, places that use ivermectin, the death tolls are much less. Now, I'm not telling you there's a direct correlation there or an A to B is a straight line, but I'm saying it's worth taking a look at, is it not? It's worth having a conversation, isn't it? Or is everything banned except what Anthony Fauci says? Don't sit there, because if lockdowns worked, France wouldn't be locked down again today. If lockdowns worked, Ontario, Canada wouldn't be locked down today, because it would have worked the first time. Oh, well, we did such a good job the first time we had this big surge. Really? That's what you're going to try to sell me. You were so good at lockdowns that we're going to lock you down. Good God. Anyhow, I'm going to go to the Common Sense Hotline, see what I can get out of my next caller. I think she might be up to the task. We're going to try to work her way through. She's kind of shy, but we'll see what we can do. Here's Jennifer on the Common Sense Hotline. Jennifer, what are your thoughts?
Welcome back. I'm so glad to hear you.
Thank you.
Right. My thoughts are these. If Donald Trump were sitting in that White House, we wouldn't have the situation that we have today. We wouldn't have a United States that's heading for bankruptcy by the Biden administration. We would not have had threats from China. We wouldn't have threats from Iran. We wouldn't have illegals being transported to every state in the United States, especially since they've not been vented. We'd still have the wall to protect us going up between us and Mexico. I would like to see a national recall petition go out. It'll never happen, but I'd sure as heck like to see it. to recall the Biden administration and have a new election and kick their butt out. I would like to see a recall petition in the state of Michigan to get rid of the governor that we have, because if she has no concern for her own son, what makes you think she cares about your kids? She doesn't. It's purely political. It's purely an agenda. And never in my life did I realize that we had such cowards running this country. In Congress, the House of Representatives, they're cowards, and the Supreme Court. They've all failed to live up to their oath of office. They all have. They're cowards. I could do a better job, and I don't have the education. The other thing that I would like to say is that my husband used to tell me, an expert is a drip under pressure. There you go with Dr. Fauci. Thank you so much.
There you have it. Jennifer weighing in. I dare you to top it. I dare you to top it. Thank you, Jennifer, as always. And I appreciate you all listening to the conversation. Good to have you back here, and I do appreciate it. But the fact of the matter is, if lockdowns work, we wouldn't be here. If the quarantines worked, we wouldn't be here. If the masks worked, we wouldn't be here. We'll see if the vaccines work. But again, 90 million Americans have now been vaccinated. 90 million. 50 million have had it for sure. That's 140 million. Most people believe that twice as many people have had it that have actually been recorded as a positive case. That would put it at 190 million Americans with antibodies out of 325 million. Herd immunity is right around the corner if it's going to work that way. If it's going to work that way, we'll find out. Quick break, final thoughts after the break. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Did you know that birthday parties help build confidence in kids?
Yeah. Did you know that giving kids less sugar before bedtime helps them sleep better?
Oh, totally. Did you know that friendly kids have more friends?
Everybody knows that.
Hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
I didn't know that.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.